各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎大家来到点滴英语天天学的原味美语课堂。我是 Julia，Julia 将带您体验美国哈佛大学、美国纽约大学的口语课堂的学习内容。首先，我们来复习一下我们前些日子学习到的生动、有趣而新鲜的 new phrases。New phrases. To get hitched. Pop the question.Drop the cradle, sugar daddy, to be crazy about, to make out, to get a room, to go together, shake up, to knock someone up. 我们都知道，以上的 phrases 都是由 vocabulary 构成。下面对话中的每句话都是由 phrases 构成。而对话又是由 sentences 构成，由此可见 phrases 的重要性。那么，今天我们更细致地归纳和总结对话中的 phrases。首先，我们还是来听 Robert 和 Jenny 老师来朗读下面的 situational dialogue。
You're not going to believe this. Debbie and Ken are getting hitched next month.He finally popped the question last night.
You've got to be kidding. Ken is so much older than she is. He's robbing the cradle. Well, Debbie has always wanted a sugar daddy, and now she's going to have one. I have to admit, they do seem crazy about each other. I mean, they're always making out in public.
I know, I hate that. Get a room!
Well, they have been going together for 3 years and have been shacked up for 1 year. I guess they wanted to make it official.
Either that or Ken knocked her up and now they want to get married before the parents find out. But you didn't hear it from me. You'll now hear the same dialogue again, using real speak. You're not going to believe this. Debbie and Ken are getting hitched next month. He finally popped the question last night.
You've got to be kidding. Ken's so much older than she is. He's robbing the cradle. Well, Debbie's always wanted a sugar daddy and now she's going to have one. I have to admit, they do seem crazy about each other.I mean, they're always making out in public.
I know, I hate that. Get a room!
Well, they've been going together for 3 years and have been shacked up for 1 year. I guess they wanted to make it official.
Either that or Ken knocked her up and now they want to get married before the parents find out. But you didn't hear it from me.
接下来我们来学习下面的 phrases. Number one, have got to. Have got to 的意思是必须不得不。例如We have got to review these ancient articles we've learned. 我们要把学过的文言文内容复习好。Number two, so much. So much 的意思是这么非常，它可以做定语，修饰不可数名词，也可以做名词用。例如 ,He'd truly never seen so much spirit in the girl before.在以前，他真的没有见过这个姑娘这么兴高采烈。So much for the explanation of the text. Now let's retell it. 课文就解释到这里，现在让我们复述课文。Number three, in public. In public 是副词性短语，意思是公开的、公众的。例如He's backward in giving his views in public. 他介于在公众场所发表意见。Number four, either or. Either or 主要用于表示选择，以示为要么要么，或者或者，用于连接两个性质相同的词或短语。例如 ,You must either go at once or wait till tomorrow.你要么马上走，要么等到明天。在这里，它连接了两个谓语。We can finish the work either this week or next week. 不是这周，就是下周，我们可以完成这项任务。在这里 ，either or 连接了表示时间的副词性短语。You can have.Either this one or that one. 你拿这个或者那个都可以。 either or 在这句话中连接了两个代词。Number five, find out. Find out 的意思是发现、查明。例如 ，I shall make it my business to find out who is responsible. 我要查出是谁的责任。Kyle cheated on the text and hoped the teacher wouldn't find out. Kyle 考试作弊，还希望老师没有发现。Number six, hear something from someone. Hear something from someone 的意思是从某人嘴里得知某事。注意介词用 from。例如 ，I hear the bad news from my patients. 我是从我的病人那儿得到这个坏消息的。Number seven, get married. Get married 的意思是结婚。这里为何用 get 呢？它表示从未婚到结婚，所以用 get。Married 是动词 marry 的过去分词，做形容词用。例如 ，I'll never get married because it's like signing your life away。我可不想结婚，因为结婚就像签了卖身契一样。She didn't get married until she was well into middle age. 她步入中年后才结婚。Lesson 2, 肯结婚了的 phrases, 到今天就学习完了。短语在于日积月累，到了表达的时候就游刃有余了。That's all for today. See you.